Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have George Roach, Tom Brush, and Gladie Baradarin. The question I want to ask, where is the line between management by walking around and ambush management, which is walking around trying to catch people to do something wrong? Gladie, I know you're so excited to kick us off. Please go first.
Oh, where to start, Dr. Robin? Management by ambush should never ever exist. I'm not going to even start saying what's the difference between them. I'm so against it. I don't even want it to be part of any dictionary or any examples. But in all honesty, jokes aside, for me, when I read the topics you sent it to us, I'm like, it is so passé. So long time ago, people, they used to manage that way, check everything and look at the moment you arrive to work and always over your shoulder looking at what you're doing. And since COVID, especially when you look at our employees being at home and we don't have that visibility and we're still performing and things are going well. So what a difference. And I truly believe that managing by walking around is amazing. Knowing your people, knowing their names, knowing their histories, because every employee matters.
Let's throw the other opinion out there just so we have a great conversation. The idea of walking around trying to find the moment they make a mistake is not the way we should do that. However, ambush management has a huge potential in today's market, if managed differently. We live in a world where our young folks, the youngest people in our organization, those who need often the most management, come from a world with immediate gratification. They are positive reinforced with a video game at every moment until they learn how to accomplish that task. That is the world in which they live in. That is the world in which we taught them in school, the way they did it, the positive reinforcement. If you can do ambush management, but instead of looking for where you flawed, where you're screwed up, where you didn't do what we were supposed to do, if you can look for where they succeeded, where they moved in the right direction, where they gave the right positive and surprised the heck out of them with positive reinforcement on those tasks, you are changing the game for these kids, these younger people, and almost anybody who likes to get up in the morning and do and know that they're doing the right thing. Until they really know what the right thing is, ambush management on a positive is a completely different point of view and works in today's world.
And that, to me, that is management by walking around, is the positive side of it. So interesting way of play on the words there. Tom, what are your thoughts on this subject?
Yeah, I think a lot of it, the first thing I started thinking about was the difference between managing and leading. And I think so often when I think of managing, it's like trying to control everything that someone does. Whereas leading is more about letting people making sure they're doing what they're supposed to do, which could be, I mean, if they're goofing around when they're supposed to be paying attention to a customer, that's one thing. If they are just taking a momentary break and are still completing the work in the way that the organization wants it to be done, I think to me, that's leading, is that we all have different styles and that based on those styles, we may choose to work differently than someone else. I love the fact that George talked about ambush in a different way. Cause I think so often the word in and of itself leads to like a very different connotation that would want one to consider that it might not necessarily be something that has benefit. And I think he turned it into a way where it actually had a lot of benefit. And so I thought that was a fascinating perspective. Some of the thing that states about the value of the words that we choose to use and how we and others define them.
So let's talk a little bit about how do you do this? We're talking about management by walking around or ambush positively. How do you do that in a virtual world?
So I truly believe that we have to learn to give a sandbox to our employees. So we hire the right people by not telling them what to do, by getting them where they want to be, giving them those tools for them to deliver. So first of all, you have to start saying, what is the deliverable? What are the tools they're going to need? What is the sandbox they can play in that they have the autonomy, the decision-making? What is the places they can go and ask for help? So once the sandbox is clear, once the objectives and the support we give them is clear, then we can build upon it and make it based on being a good leader, as Tom was saying, and in the same time, being a good leader and manager by managing their performance within that sandbox that we established for them. letting them grow into that sandbox.
I think that's right. I believe that every person is in a different spot along their journey toward being the independent, operate against goal person that we want to have. And yet they don't come out of the box that way. They don't start in new companies that way. They don't graduate from college in all cases that way. And so you as a manager have to assess where that person is and then ambush them maybe with positive comments to push them along the way so that they can get to that destination that Gladys talking about. Because if it was easy and it happened right away, we'd all have great employees every time. And funny how that doesn't work out more as often as we want it to.
And I would go back to the question about how do we do this in a virtual world? And I think when we consider it, not about in some regards, the action, but what was the intent of the action? Like I remember clearly when I had teams who were in separate buildings and I would intentionally every day, not always at the same time, go over and just pop in to see what was going on and if anyone needed anything in a way to say, I am here. I care about what you're doing. And if you need my assistance, let me know. Now, I didn't always see everyone because they might have been out doing other things. And I think it's the same virtually. At random times during the day, we can shoot them an instant message. We can text them, not requiring that they are going to immediately respond, but just to know that we are aware and we're checking in to see how are they doing, where are they at, where might I be of assistance.
Are we skirting the issue of what happens when you do have an employee who isn't meeting the bar? And how do you, if it's not management by ambush, it's not management by walking around and noticing that they're being, you know, not doing the job, can we talk about that? What does that look like?
Performance improvement plan. So then you really sit down, you set up a psychological safety place, somewhere that you can sit down with the employee, often talk about the performance. You have to have performance in mind. Obviously, you come to work, you get paid to deliver. So you have to deliver. Once you see that it's not delivering, then you sit down and have an honest conversation. What's missing? What can I do for you? What are the stuff missing from your thoughts? What are the obstacles? Let's have an action plan to reach those. And then you do the follow-up. Then you really have to zoom in and get into there and do even almost not ambush. Again, it's a negative word. We can twist it, but work on their strength and see what's working. And at times it works out and you see them flourish and get well. And sometimes you see that the performance improvement plan is not working because they're not willing or something's happening. And then you have to exit.
Years and years and years ago, they produced a book called The 1 Minute Manager. And we all read it because we had to at the time. I reread it recently. And in that concept, they're saying do something different. And I think it still applies today. What they're saying is in this generation, especially this generation, immediate feedback is critical. And then delayed feedback over a period of time, we're going to wait till we collect 5 things you did wrong. And at the end of the month, have a conversation about it in a safe place. That's the old way we used to do that. Today, I think you take the ambush, the negative, in a way they say, yesterday, this happened and you ought to think about how to do it differently next time. In a way that separates the person from the action, but keeps immediacy in the game. The idea of storing it up and having a safe place conversation in a virtual world is hard. But if you could connect it to the immediacy, remember the reinforcement in the video game, you lose right away when you do the wrong thing and you learn from it, you don't do that again. There is a lesson to be done as long as it's not personal.
And I also think that when you have the person who's struggling, the last thing, I think the thing that is going to be least effective is if you are always looking over their shoulder or they are worried that you're looking over their shoulder. So now they're just going to be, well, even if I feel like I'm doing it the way I've been asked, why are they always looking over my shoulder? And so to me, if you are ambushing them in a way to catch them, you're not truly saying this is a performance program. It's really about we're looking for a reason to say, you're not doing it, let's get rid of it. And rather than looking at, and I think as George is talking about, if you look at day to day, like, okay, let's talk about today.
And that is our 10 minutes. So I'm going to have to cut us off there. So much for our ambush conversation about ambush conversations. Thanks so much for having it with me. I appreciate it. And I look forward to talking to each of you again really soon.